Welcome to Blabber Buddies, a podcast about nothing but everything with your hosts Landon Vargo and Bryant Wagner.
And welcome back to another episode of Blabber Buddies.
Woo-woo!
I'm Landon Vargo, your host, with my co-host Bryant Wagner.
What's up, peeps?
So it's been, what, how long since we've had an episode? Was it like 2.5, almost 3 weeks?
It's been almost 3 weeks, but I did post one last week.
Outstanding. So that's it, right.
Yeah. So really, it's been 2 weeks.
Okay.
Since the last we recorded, but I did post one last week.
Oh, outstanding.
So we're good.
Yeah. It's been a little while. So anyway, going based off of 2 episodes ago, then I would take it. We went to the fair.
Yes, we did. We had a fun time.
It was a rip-roaring good time.
It was a hoot.
It was a hootin' nanny.
It was a hoot. Hey, before we do that, do you want to give people a public safety announcement?
Yeah, public safety announcement. Just letting you guys know, if we offend you in any way, shape, or form,
we don't give a shit. Not a bit. Not one. We don't care. Fuck you. Go fuck yourselves.
Nope. And then I will have sex with your mom.
Oh, damn. That got deep.
I just went there.
I totally Jesus Christ, you went there. All right. Fair enough. That got harsh real fucking quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're sitting here drinking on, sipping on some rum and cokes this afternoon on this beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day today. It's like 75 degrees outside. I'm wearing jeans. It feels great.
I mean, I'm still wearing shorts. I could wear shorts and flip-flops year-round.
You're a fat kid.
Yeah. Or I'm just a beach bum at heart, because I've got all the windows open in the house.
Well, but it's a beautiful day, though. There's a nice little breeze coming in. It's 75 degrees. Like, it feels really, really good.
It's very nice.
For Indiana, it's surprising. Next week, it's supposed to be in the 90s again.
Yep. So we're going to go back. We were at the Indianapolis, the Indiana State Fair.
Yes, we were. In Indianapolis.
It was a lot of fun.
It was. We tried some good food.
I had a few of the ones that I really, really liked. Was my favorite of all time was definitely the blueberry cheesecake stuffed elephant ear.
Yeah, I didn't have that, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I missed out.
We had it right before we met up with you, and
you ate the whole thing, didn't you?
I mean, it was huge, so I definitely shared it.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah.
I think my wife ate just as much as I did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
But, I mean, it was huge.
Yeah.
It was definitely big.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it is. I was waiting for it. But that was one of my favorites.
Sure.
And then it was also followed up by blueberry milkshake.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Yep.
It was unique.
I mean, it's a milkshake.
It's a milkshake.
Yeah.
It was really, that's what she said too. It was really thick. You couldn't suck it that well. It kept getting stuck.
I mean, I'm going to leave that one alone.
No, but in all seriousness, though, like you had to use a spoon to eat it. Like it was so.
Yeah, it was very thick.
It was. I had funnel cake, but it was a red velvet cake funnel cake.
Yeah.
I had a bite.
Yeah, I had a bite of that.
It was pretty good.
That was pretty good. It was really good. I also had a blueberry Moscato slushy.
How was that?
It was very sweet.
It was very pickle and blueberry.
There was
a lot of both of those.
Pickled stuff and blueberry stuff.
Yeah.
So I did have the pickle beer from Sun King Brewery.
How was that?
Well, okay. So before I get into this beer, seems like Sun King out with a special edition beer specifically for the Indiana State Fair.
Sure.
For all of you listeners that are living outside of the state of Indiana, Sun King, a local brewery that started here in Indianapolis.
Yeah, like 10 years ago,
yep,
15 years ago, yep, something like that.
And has kind of branched out a little bit. Beer's pretty good for the most part.
Was it, though?
I'm talking about their beer.
Their beer.
However,
and cream ale and
yeah, like what? However, this year with going with the pickle theme, they had pickle beer.
Okay.
It's basically on the can. It said it was a wheat ale with pickle brine in it. I sipped it and I will never drink one again.
Fair. That's fair.
Absolutely disgusting.
The description sounds horrible.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So Now, mind you,
no knock on Sun King.
No, 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 no knock on Sun King whatsoever. But
you can do better.
However, I could see. Now, mind you, I don't know what listeners are raging alcoholics and know what a pickleback is. However, I know it's basically you take a Jameson whiskey and then you chase it with pickle juice.
Okay.
Now, that pickle beer would be great as a chaser for a pickleback.
Okay.
Because literally you're drinking pickle juice with a beer flavor.
I'll tell you one thing that we had there that was delicious. Surprisingly, the peanut butter and jelly wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They were really good.
I was
surprisingly good.
Yeah.
And just for any of you wondering out there, like, it's exactly how it sounds. It was like a peanut butter
sauce.
Not, yeah.
Not necessarily just peanut butter, but it made it into a, like,
they
a,
made
like
it
a
into
sauce.
A, yeah, like a drizzled sauce and then like a drizzled like jelly. That was it. And on a fried wing. It was delicious. Yeah. The flavors shouldn't have gone together.
But it worked.
Oh, absolutely.
It definitely worked.
Yeah.
So we didn't see any caricatures there.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
Yeah, we saw the portrait one. But
I'm not really looking for a portrait.
No, that's why I pointed it out. I was like, portrait.
Speaking of caricatures, I've been practicing on drawing them. I might be doing our own. No, seriously, we'll see. I haven't done hours yet, but I have been practicing on other things. I've been watching a guy on YouTube because I was like, we need to get these done, and I'm tired of waiting around trying to figure out when the fuck to get it done.
Well, I'm off next Friday.
I think I'm off. Well, never mind. We may just go to the zoo. Fuck it. Well, if we don't end up going to the zoo, if something ends up happening, I have been practicing. I'm still learning. I might be able to do them. And they might be okay.
Okay.
You might have a really skinny neck, but that's all right.
That's fine.
The point
of a caricature is just to be silly anyways.
Well, yes, it is to be silly, but it's to amplify like one unique feature out of your entire like face.
Well,
so like,
or a few features. Wait, we've gotten ours done a few years ago.
That looks nothing like you.
Well, it did.
I'm sure it did then, but it does not now. You have a very pronounced jawline in that. And I'm looking at you there. You don't.
Yeah.
Like between that one and that one, it's more round now.
Hey, that's what happens when you become a dad.
So, fair.
Anyway. So yeah, the Indiana State Fair was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So as you can see behind me, there's a lot of,
there is
a lot of stuff going on.
Tell the people, tell the world.
So anyway, tonight is VIP attendees. and I am making the entire menu, and it's the chili because that's seasonal, of the Crimson Food menu.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I can't wait.
Yep.
And I'm one of those VIPs.
Yep.
I feel privileged.
You are definitely attending along with a few others. But yeah, Crimson Buffalo Food Company, entire menu is made. And
yeah.
I've been prepping and grocery shopping since yesterday and prepping most of the morning today. And
sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rip-roaring good time.
I can't wait. I'm super excited.
I am video blogging steps of the way, and I'll be video blogging some of the critiques on the food tonight. So if you are curious on what some of those are, I will be posting that on my social media accounts for tonight or tomorrow. Also, if you are down to make this dream of mine come to life, jump on Kickstarter.com and type in the search engine Crimson Food Company.
That's
Crimson Buffalo.
There you go.
food company dot co
dot dot co.
No, dot
co. Oh, Crimson co. Buffalo dot co dot.
No. Crimson Food. Hamada. Now you got me all tongue tied.
Sorry.
Crimson Buffalo Food Company dot.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not the full company.
It's CO
dot.
Yes. Gotcha. Just for everybody out there, his food is really, really good. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. It's really good, and you definitely should donate if you feel the need to do so. Plus, whatever amount of money is donated, Crimson Buffalo Food Company is also going to donate that same amount to both Wounded Warriors and St. Jude, right?
St. Jude's, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you're donate to those organizations as well,
there you go.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yep. So, I was actually total random thought.
I love random thoughts
totally,
from you.
Totally off subject.
It means it's going to go great.
Yeah.
What's up?
Do you wear underwear?
It's not a random thought, but okay, because I know you don't. nine times out of
ten. No. Well, unless I'm at work.
True.
If I'm at work, I wear underwear because you never know what happens. But right now, I'm commando. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm clear.
The free ball.
You went commando at our golf outing 2 weeks ago with my mom.
Yes, I did.
I'm clear.
And? Yeah.
You, there were several holes on that course. You didn't make it past the ladies' tees, and you know the ruling on that. You got to drop your trowel to prove you're a man. Even one of them, you hit behind the tee box.
Now, that's not my fault. It ricocheted off of a rock.
It did. 10 feet behind the tee box.
And it hit one of the big girls.
It did. It did. It was the funniest thing.
So I don't even remember what hole it was, but I had my driver. I was teeing off, and I mean, if it would have cleared that rock, it would have soared.
It would have. It would have probably. Yeah.
Yeah. But it hit the rock, ricocheted behind us, and nailed, and I mean nailed.
Right in the leg.
A beer wench.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was pretty awesome. And not only were we golfing, but I was definitely tipsy. Let's just put it that way.
I don't think you were there yet.
Not yet.
You were close.
I was close, but yeah.
I have no idea. It was funny. God, it was funny. But yes. So to your original question, yes, I do wear underwear, and I wear underwear all the time.
Rarely. What kind?
The ladies
listening in want to know.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They do.
Boxer briefs.
Oh.
Hanes brand.
Oh.
I like Hanes. They have a pouch in the front that cups.
You look more like a Fruit of the Loom type guy.
Why?
I don't know. You just give me that vibe where
I give you the fruity vibe.
Yep. Yep. Fruit of the Loom type. And then I'm waiting until you wear those old man shoes.
What old man shoes?
Oh, you know.
My Crocs?
No, not Crocs. Like the old man brand.
Like New Balance?
Yeah.
I love my New Balances.
You really got a pair?
I've got two. And guess what I wear them for?
Oh, shit. So anyway.
Hey, no, guess what I wear them for?
I'm
stereotypical old man. Guess what I wear them for?
I don't know. What? Lawn work?
Yeah, absolutely.
And let me guess. You have your socks pulled all the way up.
I do.
And you got your shorts, and then you probably have a t-shirt tucked in with a belt.
No, I actually don't. So I do the New Balance shoes with the socks because I don't like getting dirt on my, or like grass shavings on my legs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I wear basketball shorts, and I wear a cutoff t-shirt.
Jesus Christ. So fucking weird. New Balance. So you actually wear New Balance?
Yeah, because I don't mind them getting dirty, and they're comfortable. I don't want to get my Hey Dudes dirty. I don't want to get my... You know, my Skechers that I wear.
I just wear flip-flops.
I love my Skechers slip-ons.
I just wear flip-flops.
To mow the yard.
Yeah.
You wear flip-flops to mow the yard.
Yep.
That's really bad on your ankles and probably why you have a leg injury right now.
No, actually, I have a leg injury because I was doing physical fitness during military training.
Oh, I'm clear.
And I blew my knee out.
No, I'm clear. And you just keep making it worse by mowing the yard and flip-flops.
That has absolutely
zero.
Footwear has absolutely nothing to do. A lawn? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because your lawn's uneven. Every lawn is uneven.
Yeah.
There is no lawn that doesn't have a bunch of holes or anything in it.
Do you know that we're not supposed to wear shoes as a species anyways?
I mean, true, that's valid.
We're going to start whipping out some mind pump here in a minute.
Oh, that's fine. Then I would prefer you not wear any kind of shoe and walk barefoot than walk in flip-flops.
Oh, trust me. I would love to go barefoot, but my wife won't let me in the house with dirty bottoms.
Well, you have a hose outside.
Yeah.
Spray them down.
That's too much work. So I'll just wear flip-flops.
You're already outside doing yard work.
Wait up, guys. Daddy Wagner's coming in. Hold on, guys. Let me get my tool belt. Hey there, son. What's going on?
Thanks, Dad.
You're a dork.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
I have a rant.
Oh, I love it.
You're not going to love it.
Okay.
I have a rant.
Oh, is this the one you were talking
about? Yes, this is the one I was telling you about the other day that pissed me off super bad. So for all of you listeners out there, if you are this type of person, I hope that you go and fuck yourself. Somebody hit my truck.
What?
Somebody hit my truck and didn't report it. Like, didn't even write a note or anything on my truck saying, like, hey, I hit
your... Was this at our place of work?
I don't know. I honestly don't know where it happened. My wife noticed the damage to my truck. I must have missed it. I don't know how I missed it, but I missed it. And there was no documentation from anybody saying like, hey, call me. I hit your truck. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, see, okay, I'm going to interrupt you real
quick.
Please
go ahead.
That note is why I only park next to nice cars.
Fair.
Or if there's no nice cars where I want to park, I'll park way out in BFE.
9 times out of 10, that's where I park.
Yeah.
Is BFE because like, there's away from everybody.
Especially here in Indianapolis, there's so much scum and lowlife that shouldn't even be driving anyway because they have suspended licenses or they're habitual traffic violators
or drug addicts
or and should never
alcoholics.
Be alcohol. Yeah, exactly.
Across the board.
Yeah. So, I mean, 9 out of 10, like 9 out of 10 times, like if you fishing in a barrel, you shoot in the barrel, you're going to hit somebody that doesn't have a valid driver's license.
Valid.
You know, and that's pretty much, I would say probably about 90% of fucking Marion County.
I would say more than that. I'd say that like we're the top 1% that have valid everything. The other 99% are horrible fucking people.
Yeah.
But
I hate those people.
Yeah. So if you are that type of person,
scumbag,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. I had to file a claim and the insurance company won't take my claim, which also pisses me off.
If you are one of those people that hit somebody's car and then drive away, I hope you get a disease where either your penis or your vagina has to fall off. Yeah.
So okay, my rant's over. It wasn't as long as what I thought it was going to be.
No, but
I got
that,
it out.
No,
I feel better.
I totally understand why you'd be pissed off though, because that would just drive me up a wall.
Oh, I'm yeah. But so with that in mind, brings up a topic that I'm curious to know about for you, because I have a couple. Actually, I have quite a few. But what is your biggest pet peeve? About,
you know, I've got a lot of pet peeves. I don't know what my biggest one is, though.
Your number one?
I have no idea.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like if something really pisses me off, I'll be like, oh, I hate when that happens. I've got numerous pet peeves, but I do not know which one is my top.
That's fair.
Know what I'm saying?
I've got a top five, and they're all like driving related. That's one of the top five.
Well, I can tell you what one of my pet peeves are when it comes to driving is people that don't use their damn turn signal.
That's my number one.
Yep.
I hate that. Turn signal to turn signal to merge lanes, turn signal, whatever. Yep. I hate it.
Yep.
Stop signs. Learn how to fucking use a stop sign.
Yep. There's a difference between a stop sign and a roundabout, people. Learn how to use a roundabout too. Because people stop there.
Oh no, but it's also funny. Not only do people stop, I've seen people go left.
People are retarded.
Literally had a lady in Muncie. I was driving up behind her, heading to McGalliard in Muncie, and there's a roundabout on one of the roads that leads there. And I pull up behind her, and she's got her left turn signal on, and I'm thinking like, oh, okay, like she's going left on, like going to go around the bout to the right, but going to the left, right?
Yeah.
Telling everybody that's the way she's going. No. Car comes to the right. She literally turns into the car, hits it head on.
Well, she's definitely at fault.
Oh no, I'm clear. But I died. Like, how do you can't screw that up? There's a median there that prevents you from turning left.
Mm-hmm.
She still went left.
Yeah, I know.
It's nutty.
I know.
People are stupid.
People are retarded.
People are stupid. Dumb. Y'all are dumb.
Yep.
I love you all, but you're dumb. We're all dumb. I mean, we are dumb. The two of us sitting here. We're doing a podcast about stupid shit.
At least we're dumb. At least I'm handsome, though.
And most days. On Thursdays.
No. Typically on Tuesdays.
Typically on any day that ends with day.
Which is today.
Every day.
Yeah. Which is my today. I like being handsome. Bing bong, sailor. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
But yeah,
moving on from the pet peeves and that's all negative. And I don't want the show to be about negative stuff. I just had to get that out because, you know, whatever. But I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
So does it bother you? And I found this out the other day. Does it bother you that Goofy in the Mickey Mouse Disney universe, right? That Goofy can. Yeah, that guy. That was really good. Does it bother you that Goofy can talk? But Pluto can't, and they're in the same universe.
No, it doesn't bother me.
Really? Mm-mm. It bothers the shit out of me now that I realized it.
Why?
I don't know. Like, if all the animals in that universe can talk, why the actual one that's an actual...
Not all of them can talk, though.
Every one of them in the Mickey Mouse universe can talk.
No, Pluto cannot talk.
That's one.
Figaro, the cat, cannot talk.
Okay, well, it still bothers me. Well, okay, that's two. Yeah. Fine. Two of the animals that are actually portraying the animals as the animal. Mm. Fine. But still bothers me.
Oh. You'll get over it.
I won't. It just ruined my childhood.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And?
I hate you.
That's fine. You'll get over that too.
Would you rather time?
I love these.
I know you do. All right. Would you rather always have wet socks or always have a rock in your shoe?
A rock in my shoe.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because you can push the rock over to the side of your foot in your shoe and wet socks. Yeah. No. No. Like you can, like I've had rocks in my shoes where I'm just like, I'm too lazy to get it out. So I'll push the rock like between my toes or something and just hold on to it with my toe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until I take my shoes off or rock in my shoe for sure.
All right.
What about you?
Well, I mean, you bring up a valid point on the rock with being able to move it. I don't like that, like something touching, like that kind of thing, touching my skin all the time.
It's better than wet socks.
I know, but
because
like,
because then you take your shoes off and you got like,
I know, but I
it's
can
stinky and it's, I mean, it's mildewy. I mean, it's and it ruins your shoes.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you, but I have to go with the wet socks because I don't like that feeling of like, there's always something in my shoe that I have to constantly move around to get it into a place where it's comfortable. Hmm. You know,
yeah.
Like I can deal with the wet sock part. I mean, whatever, it is what it is. Eventually my feet are going to fall off anyway. So if I'm constantly wearing wet socks, I mean, some diseases and other things that come with that. So eventually I won't have to worry about wearing shoes. I just won't have feet. It's fine.
It's funny that you say that. I just won't have feet. So I know somebody and that knows a person that said their parents told them that, and one of their family members had to have like a toe removed due to diabetes.
Diabetes. Oh, what's that?
Yeah. So anyway, but the parent that's told this person this is so dumb that they're like, oh, well, it's part of getting older.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Not even close.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
There's no way, shape, or form part of you getting older
is losing a toe because of diabetes.
A toe or losing a foot. That just means you don't know how to stop eating sugar.
That means you don't know how to take care of yourself properly. No, like part of getting old would be like, my bones creak all the time. I have arthritis in my hands.
That's part of getting old, but losing appendages.
That's not a part of getting old. I'm sorry.
Not part of getting old.
Whoever told you that gave you false information. You took some bad advice from somebody.
No, the person that I know's parents told them that.
Oh, well, they gave you bad advice.
Yeah.
And
that person actually laughed at their parents and said, no, you are totally wrong.
I would have said something similar, probably with some expletives with that. One more would you rather hear. Would you rather be a wizard or your favorite superhero? You got magical powers that you can either use with a wand or not, or you have certain abilities of your favorite superhero.
I'd probably go with the certain abilities of my favorite superhero.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Gambit's pretty badass.
Gambit is badass.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Deadpool Wolverine, aren't you?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Has Gambit always been your favorite superhero?
Yep.
Why?
Well, him. So I've got a top five.
I want to hear them.
Okay.
Please tell me. Please tell me.
And it's kind of weird, but I love these superheroes from the time I was really little.
Okay.
Growing up. And even when that Marvel Alliance video game came out,
yeah,
I had all five of them in my clan.
Okay.
That I would use.
Yeah.
But of course I'd have Gambit.
Sure.
Wolverine.
Okay.
Deadpool.
Okay.
Ghost Rider.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one.
And Blade. That's it. Those are my top five. My very, very close, but just missed the mark. Sixth favorite one was Human Torch.
Why?
Why not?
Eh.
I didn't ask if you had to like it. Those are
I know. It's my opinion.
Those are my top five.
I know. It's my opinion. Yep. Not, you know,
so,
whatever.
Yeah.
But your top four are really good. Five and six. Yep.
Ghost Rider, though.
Why Blade?
Yeah.
Huh? Why Blade?
Why not?
I mean, he's a daywalker, which is cool.
He's half human, half vampire. Has all their strengths, but none of their weaknesses.
So
minus the thirst and he ages like a normal human.
Okay, so you want to be in Twilight?
No,
they're the same way.
Yeah, but when they hit the sun, they sparkle.
Sparkle. Yeah, I'm sure if Blade stayed in the sunlight long enough, he might sparkle too.
No,
you don't know that.
No.
Sparkle. Lady Glitter sparkles.
I love it.
Ooh, you're bad.
Do you want to hear my top five?
Yeah, I do.
And it's cool that yours are all Marvel. You know that? Yeah. Like, that's really cool.
Well,
mine's split. Even though I'm like hardcore DC, mine's split.
Yeah.
So Superman's my number one, of course.
Yeah.
Which is fair. You knew that. Captain America is my number two. Okay. Spider-Man's my number three.
Really?
I love Spider-Man.
Really?
I do. I do.
I did not see that one coming. Yeah,
Spider-Man's my number three.
Okay.
Moon Knight, my number four. Moon Knight's...
I'm aware of Moon Knight. Like, I knew who Moon Knight was way before the miniseries on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I'm actually surprised they made one.
I know.
Off of him.
I know.
But, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Moon Knight's my number four, and Dr. Fate's my number five.
Dr. Fate. That's like the DC version of Dr. Strange.
Yeah. Yeah. So where like Dr. Strange uses like that kind of the mystic art power.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fate is more like, how do I want to put it? Like,
there's subtle differences between the two.
Yeah. And like,
yeah.
Dr. Strange has his ring that helps him with stuff. Dr. Fate doesn't have any of that except for a helmet that, and the helmet and the outfit is, he's a badass.
Yeah. Didn't he get the helmet from like an alien or something like that?
No. He found it.
Oh, he found it?
Yeah. But, well, it called to him.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, those are my top five.
Cool.
That's it.
That's cool. It. Yeah, cool. I didn't picture Spider-Man being
really
a pussy.
He
compared to the other ones, but
he's super strong.
Okay.
I mean, extremely strong. Like stronger than most of your superheroes. Or a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, have those powers as a high schooler.
Who played him? What's his name?
Tom Holland.
That's right. Anyway, you know what? You can get her a good way to spice up your relationship is?
Please tell me.
No. Threesome, dude.
You won't do it.
Well, I mean, it would definitely spice up your relationship. Let's be honest.
You won't do it.
Well, I don't think it's that she won't do it, but I mean, be completely honest, dude. I love you like a brother and everything, but you're barely a twosome, maybe even a onesome guy.
I mean, that's fair.
You're more like a sit in a chair and watch type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'll videotape in the corner with a little balloon hanging above me.
Pay no attention to the balloon. The balloon.
Dude, that, how creepy would that be? Some people are getting ready to do like a perno and and then all of a sudden you're just sitting there with a weird look on your face with a big red balloon floating. And you're just like sitting there with a dicky do. If anybody doesn't know what a dicky do is, it's one of those little hats with a propeller on top.
Fucking Pennywise over here. Just
no, not even Pennywise. Just a balloon. Baby Huey.
Oh, that's fair. Oh no. Yeah, no, I my hand doesn't 9 times out of 10 even want to help me out. So yeah, no, I'm more of a sit in chair and watch. With that in mind.
Gotta get some dad joke in.
We do. We got a couple of dad jokes. We're getting ready to end the show here. It's been fun. Hope you all have enjoyed it. But do you want to start the dad jokes today?
I've got a couple.
Are they repeats?
No.
Thank God.
They're definitely new.
Okay. All right.
I made sure to go through them.
I appreciate that.
Have you seen Top Gun?
Which one?
The first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be surprised on how many people have never seen that movie. And
I wouldn't be. There's quite a few people that don't like Tom Cruise, which I think is asinine.
Well, it doesn't matter. Top Gun is like an American.
It's a classic.
Classic.
Yeah, it's an icon. I mean,
if you've never seen the very first Top Gun, you're not an American.
That's valid. I would agree with that.
But I don't think a lot of people realize, though, that Wilson from the movie Castaway is also the same actor in the 1986 version of Top Gun in the volleyball scene.
Wilson, I'm sorry.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So
let's see here. Why are non-alcoholic beers like going down on your sister?
Ew. This is gross.
Well, they may taste the same, but that doesn't make it right.
Fucked up.
That was a funny one.
That's gross.
Yeah, well.
I'm thinking about my sister naked.
Well, stop thinking about your sister naked.
Yeah, I just vomited it in my mouth a little bit.
What do you call... what do you call Winnie the Pooh's grandmother?
Shit. What?
Pooh nanny.
Pooh nanny.
Pooh nanny.
Awesome.
I have one more.
All right, go for it.
What's another name for coming inside a woman? Loading the dishwasher. For all you ladies out there, I do love you. I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness.
In all seriousness, no, he's not. He's not kidding. No.
But I do love you.
Now make him a sandwich. All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. If you enjoyed our content today, if you didn't enjoy our content today, I don't really care.
We don't fucking care.
You can go ahead and just jump on our Facebook page and give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a comment. If you do, we will send you a Blabber Buddies t-shirt.
We do have our logo in.
Yep. Yep, yeah. We got them in, and our first person that commented on our stuff is going to be receiving theirs shortly.
Yep, I'll be sending it this week.
Yep, sending it in the mail this week. We just got them in, so we will hear from you guys hopefully soon, and we will chat with you. What's up?
Speaking of, before we end this show and before we continue on with this, I want to let you know, the show that we posted last week, there is a survey out there that all of you need to get on and take, because we are still, right now we only have 5 people that have submitted to this survey. We need more people to submit, because we need to know who's the true winner of last week's show.
Yep. So King Gorilla or Shark Horse?
Yep. We need to know. If you haven't listened to the show last week, please listen to the show to cast your vote on our Facebook page. The link is up on there, as well as pictures of both.
Yep. So do that, and we will talk to you guys soon. Peace out.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for listening to Blabber Buddies. Tune in every other week for a new episode. If you enjoyed the show, please like and follow us on Facebook at Blabber Buddies, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Pandora Radio.